It is time for This Week in the Lakeville Journal. And this morning, Janet Manco is not in. And we just have, and just, it's not just, but we have the stalwart.
We have the queen of radio herself.
Thank you.
And joining us, Cynthia Hofsmeiter. Cynthia, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
All right.
Last one standing.
That's right. All right. We open up the Lakeville Journal and see lots of color on the front page. First of all, you've got the picture about the tubing park at Mohawk Mountain. They also had the firefighters there last weekend.
Right. Tom Brown was there, the wonderful Tom Brown from Cornwall, taking photos of the annual firefighters downhill race, which curiously doesn't include any. I think Kent is our only local fire company. But instead of using poles as they go down, they hold a hose and slalom down. And there were not just one, but two teams from the town of Middlebury, which I'd never even heard of. And we have the results inside. But while Tom Brown was there, he was stunned to see a bunch of young boys running around, as boys do, in the snow with no shirts on, because it was like 45, 50 degrees that day.
Yeah,
really beautiful weekend.
And the tubing is a brand new feature that was added to a Mohawk Mountain this year.
Yep.
Senator Chris Murphy, a color picture right there on the front page at the McCall Center for Behavioral Health, and he was talking about the spiraling costs of prescription drugs.
He's been everywhere the last week or so. We've had so many emails from his staff, and we were happy to see that he was in Torrington. He has not forgotten the northwest corner, and he was here talking about, interestingly, at the McCall Center, where there's a lot of work being done to help fight addiction, talking about the high cost of getting prescription medications and cancer drugs and insulin supplies for diabetics are areas of particular concern. And I don't think this is a new thing necessarily, but you know, a lot of seniors who are taking five or six very expensive drugs, not able to get the drugs that they need, and Congress looking at ways to keep those costs down, either by having Medicare set those costs that other insurance companies can follow, or a variety of different solutions that they're looking at. A lot of people came to that meeting and told their own stories about their struggles, including a pharmacy owner from Torrington, Joe Petricone.
All right. And right below that, if you've got any fears of the COVID virus, call 211, get a flu shot. I had a regular doctor, to show you how it works, I had a regular doctor's appointment for something else. I was going to get a complete medical workup. About a week ago, a week and a half ago, and I was in the middle of a really bad cold. I called and said, "Do you want me to cancel?" "No, just come on in." So I came in, and my doctor said, "Hey, listen, I'm just bombarded. Can we do this workup at another time?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." I said, "That's why I called before coming in with a cold." But he took my temperature, did all the vital signs, and he said, because you have to do that. There's certain signs they can check very quickly to see if you're even a candidate to be tested, and I wasn't. But it's just that way at I think at most physicians' offices.
I could tell my own story, but I won't. But so Chris Murphy had announced, and of course Governor Lamont had sent out a note, as did United Way, that the state and United Way have partnered to do the 211 information line. And so they're stressing, don't call up if you want to find out if you have it. If you think that you have symptoms, call your doctor. And as Marshall and I know, it's not that easy to get tested. I think the only place right now that has the testing kits is Meriden. But it never hurts to call your doctor. And especially because my nose is running, I'm not sick. I think there's been a lot of, it must be the cats.
Well, I even took the time, I took 3 days off of work simply because I'm highly, highly aware now that you just don't want to spread what you have.
Right. And that should be true every winter with every cold. People should be a little bit more, if they can. It's great if you don't have to go to work. But anyway, so there's this 211 line. Call if you're concerned about it, but there are also links to the internet. There's a lot of really good information out there. And I think maybe when you read the actual information, it makes you feel a little calmer than when you hear that everything is shutting down everywhere you look. But also there's flu shot available. And one of the things they're recommending on these websites and from the state is, if you didn't get a flu shot, even though it doesn't cover the COVID-19, you should go get a flu shot. So I called up some of the area pharmacies and the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, and there is vaccine available. So if you want to find out where, do read that article.
All right. And we spoke about Chris Murphy. Well, let's go one step. Maria Horn was talking at Noble Horizons about the top issues in Hartford.
That's right. And of course, the virus is one of them. And Maria was also at the Chris Murphy talk at the McCall Center. She's everywhere, which is fantastic. So the virus, of course, a big deal. But also the top topic, as is so often the case around here, is trash disposal. And so she was talking about the Mira trash to energy facility in Hartford, which is really badly in need of about $330 million in upgrades. We'll talk about this later when we go inside to the Cornwall page. But Mira is coming around to the different towns in the state and saying, we can only afford to pay for these repairs if all the towns or a majority of the towns sign on and agree that they're going to pay a certain rate now that is almost going to double in a couple of years. And the towns are really struggling with that.
All right. We will go over to the broken electoral system and how to fix it.
So a really good Salisbury forum. And people often come out of the Salisbury forums and say, gosh, I didn't really completely follow what happened there. I can't wait to read what Patrick Sullivan says about it, because Patrick does such a good job of summing up these talks. And so he went to see Wendy Schiller, who is a professor from Brown University, and Patrick, who never holds back in telling you what he's thinking, said, boy, she talked really, really fast. So he's done a very good job here of summing up. And essentially what she was saying is something that I think many speakers say when they come here, which is, it is natural in a democracy to have strong voices on both sides. That's not automatically a problem. But she does talk about different ways that we can fix the electoral system. And of course, don't forget, our primary is coming up April 28th. And it looks like there's not going to be a lot of we'll see who's still in the fight by April 20th.
I think Bernie Sanders will be, but I hope so. I'd like to vote for him one more time anyway, just for the heck of it, because I followed him for so long. But we'll see what happens in the next week or two.
Vote your heart.
Tough time to be a politician and to be a tree trunk.
That's right. So we've been doing this kind of amalgamated Nature's Notebook. And this week, even though everybody, of course, there's so much going on. My friend Dave was saying the Frog Olympics are already happening. There are little frogs all over the roads. But this week, we mostly had things about trees being pierced, either for maple syrup. We have Jody Bronson from the Great Mountain Forest, who is talking about tapping. Everybody's been saying it's been an extraordinary year. There's been a ton of sap. It's come really early, and there has been a bit of a lull, but it sounds like it's about to start up again, and people are boiling syrup like crazy. So we have the Audubon Maple Fest is coming up.
That's canceled.
It's canceled? Do they're going to reschedule?
No, it's canceled.
Oh, I didn't even get that email yet. Okay, good. Good to know. So, anyway, everybody knows somebody's making syrup around here, so it's a good year to buy it in bulk. And, of course, woodpeckers are out, which is really – there's so many of these signs of spring. I was down in New York yesterday, not with the Housatonic field trip, but, boy, stuff is really budding up down there. There's tulips coming up, and I had crocuses in my backyard up here last weekend.
Up here, when the woodpeckers come out now and there's no leaves on the trees – It's even louder than when they're on the trees and there's leaves.
Right.
It really is amazing. Inside on page A3, lots of color. You've got the Cornwall Consolidated School students with Madagascar.
Yeah, we had a very active weekend in Cornwall. We had the skiers, as noted, the skiing firefighters. Madagascar, I went. It was super fun, actually. They do a good job there. And those kids, you can tell, they're just very confident. And that's a nice program. Alicia Simonetti-Spur. And I think the last of the Miraculous Metsadira kids was playing the lion in Madagascar. Very funny show. And I guess all the other towns are doing their school plays. So if you want us to come cover it, give us a call, because we don't actually necessarily know when you're doing your show. But we do have Housatonic Musical Theater Society this weekend doing Sound of Music.
It starts tonight and runs through Sunday.
It's going to be great.
Cornwall, and you talked about that, looks for a better ways to get rid of trash.
Right. And so people are looking at sending stuff out of state. I don't know that there's so many great facilities out of state. And, you know, we've been sending a lot of our trash to China. And even China is saying, like, enough already. So when we get to Janet's editorial, Janet really is talking about something that we know and should be more aware of, but we have to be more aware of our trash and our product consumption. I want to jump back for a second to page A2, because Sam Foley went to the Norfolk Curling Club a couple weeks ago. They had a bunch of kids come in from out of town to be trained for a juniors program, and that really is such a nice program up there in Norfolk generally for all ages. And in fact, they have a team that's out in South Carolina right now defending their title from last year, and they came in the top 10 in the nation at another competition in Wisconsin a couple weeks ago. So really some great stuff happening there.
All right. On A4, rarities from Lakeville history go to auction.
Adam Langlands and his wife Susu are super interesting, and I was lucky when they first moved to town. I met them. They're living in George Simenon's old house in Lakeville, and I had gone there many, many years ago. Somebody was filming a documentary, so I had a nice chance to go back just when Adam and Susu were moving in and about to renovate it. And it's just the spookiest, coolest house. But they've done interesting stuff there. And Adam is a rare book specialist and ephemera. And he has some local items. And so he is an American agent for a South African company. And there's a bunch of items going up for auction. They're on view right now, I believe. And I think the dates are all in here. Bidding begins Thursday, March 19th, concludes March 26th. But you can see the items as of March 13th, which I guess is tomorrow. But very interesting, including a historic map of Salisbury, like one of those cool ones you see at Town Hall.
All right. Now, you've got an interesting story. And when I first was looking at the meeting of the Salisbury Board of Selectmen, and they were talking about the Salmon Kill Bridge needing to be replaced, I said to myself, geez, that thing wasn't replaced that long ago.
There's two bridges, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but one of them was replaced almost only about 20 years ago. And
yeah,
it's meant to have
I
a
remember.
Lifespan of about 50 years. They're going to investigate why, but it's going to be one lane, and they were going to just try to fix it, but the state recommended just replacing it.
So it's that one over by John Fitch's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not done that long ago. And I know that they worked really hard. I remember there was a lot of... I think there was a lot of blasting. They had a hard time actually building that one. So not a big creek, the Salmon Kill, but
for $2.5 million
yeah.
to replace. Nothing is cheap nowadays.
I know.
Nothing. Yeah. Our good friends over at the 14th Colony, once again, they're having their annual art show.
That's canceled.
That's canceled,
that's
too?
Everything. See, I know, you
oh,
and
right,
I.
That's right.
Between
that's right.
The
Noble Horizons. That's right.
Yeah.
Anything to do with...
We're going to have to join forces, you and I, and yeah. keep a running list of what's canceled, as my friend Dave suggested. Okay. So 14th Colony Art Show has been canceled for now. Everything at Noble has been canceled for now.
And gear. As a matter of fact, all nursing homes in Connecticut, the only visits that are allowed are medical ones. All right. The Read Aloud Day at Kent Center School.
Yes, Read Aloud Day is always lots and lots of fun. And Kent does its Read Aloud Day on the same date as Read America. The other five – Kent always really – they like to march to their own drummer. The other five schools did theirs earlier in spring, about 2 weeks ago or so. But community members come in and they read to kids. And you can't underestimate the importance of reading aloud to children. That's something that has been studied a lot. And I would say it's pretty definitive. Read aloud to your kids. They love it. And it's – you know, there's more immigrants in our area. And what a great way to learn English with your children by reading these children's books together.
So I guess the macaroon making is canceled too, huh?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have to go, but you know what? I should check because
we should check.
Caroline Birchfield from Noble sent me an email, and I just checked it yesterday. I was in the city. But I believe she said all the upcoming programs at Noble for the next week or two are canceled. So
I saw that
we'll
picture.
Have to, like,
I saw that picture of you in the city. I saw that.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. That was nice.
Dave, you and my good buddy from Cornwall.
Dave Cadwell,
yeah.
The man.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Honeychurch.
So in a space that for many, many years has been a popular restaurant owned by Susan Rand over in Salisbury on Academy Street and was most recently Country Bistro, which for many, many years was a great little place to get your soup and your coffee, is now a beautiful little home design shop with a lot of artichokes, because as we know, this is artichoke season, and all my friends who are supposed to be going to Rome for the month of March, of which incredibly I had more than one, can go there and buy a ceramic artichoke instead.
All right, on page A5, you go from the Sound of Music to the Scholar Athletes to Outdoor Education at Lee H. Kellogg.
Shane Stanfill, a favorite at the Lakeville Journal. He was our intern last summer, but of course, as you have been, we've all been following Shane since he was very young. I think like fourth grade, he was the winner of the GOB or something. Just an extraordinary kid. And what we learned when he was our intern last summer, really nice kid. All the other kids like him, a really great leader. And Lindsay Clark, when you read this young lady's resume, really an extraordinary kid. So just a reminder of the caliber of student that we have at Housatonic. And Lindsay, actually a tuition student from out of state. Sound of Music coming up this weekend, and I'm going, and I have nobody even remotely in my family who's in that show. It's just going to be great because they put on a good show.
And by the way, I think on Friday nights, mm-hmm. they open up the balcony for $5 a ticket.
Right. You know, that's interesting. I was trying to remember. I've always been in the balcony. But yes, I have grown-up ticket system. But yeah, really, really always do a good job there.
All right. You know, and it's hard to believe 1 year anniversary for Berkshire Hills Design, because when they were replacing that sign and the old Marshall sign came up, people asked me what that was all about. And I said, well, you have to be old enough to remember Marshall sold a lot of great toys in there. But right. Berkshire Hills Design, 1 year now since.
Yeah. And I feel like I missed an ownership in there, because I think there was somebody that had gone in there. Do you have to remember Ziggy, who was the Ziggy Stone and Tile was there many years ago? And then somebody else took it over, and somewhere in there, Berkshire Hills Design came in, and it's a beautiful little shop. In fact, I used to be a kitchen and bath editor, and I'll tell you, that's some really nice tile and stuff in there. And they do 3D design, so John Torsiello writes all about all the different services they offer.
All right, and in North Kingdom, once again, the decision on boarding houses has been delayed.
This is so complicated, this boarding house thing. So Greg Naylor, who is the resident trooper, had said, you know, they're throwing up these sober houses, which is very dangerous. You have these people living in really not up to code conditions, and they become bait for drug dealers who can kind of circle around the house because they know people are in there who are very recently recovered and are sort of on the borderline. So he had said, you should start a regulation that limits the ability of out-of-town landlords to come in and make these sober houses and take advantage of people and create problems in the neighborhood. And it's just turned out to be the most incredibly complicated regulation to put together, and there's a lot of unintended consequences. And to North Canaan's credit, they're looking at every little corner of it. But what can I say? It's like the blight ordinance is very complex.
Yep. AHA is going to shut down for a year, about a year anyways, because there's renovations at the school and there and there. But the town says they're not leaving them high and dry. They're going to be supporting them, and that they're just looking for a way for them to also branch out.
Big year of change for AHA, where Linda Nia, who had started it, had retired, and there's a woman running it who's Patricia Vanicky, who's been essentially running it out of her own wallet. And they do a lot of stuff. They do the school dances for the middle schoolers. They do summer programs. They do after school programs. So that'll be a big loss. But, you know, people step up, so we'll see what happens in its absence.
I have a question to ask you. When does Peter Steiner submit his cartoons?
I don't know, because they go straight to Janet. Janet does the letters and the columns, but I would say generally she likes to have everything in her hand before 10, and Peter's very efficient, so I'm going to guess she has them in her hand by Friday. But well, this is a particularly funny one.
It's right at home. It's a cartoon. He has all the symptoms: fever, difficulty breathing, and his stocks are down.
Because these are the big issues. It's not just the virus. It's what it's doing to our economy. It's a big deal. And Peter puts it so hilariously and so simply and beautifully.
Very simply. That's right. All right. And which old white guy will be our next president?
Dick Aulis. Really funny. If you've never read the Dick Aulis column, I speak to your readers out there. Dick is really very good at sort of clearly stating what you'd like to know, and just sort of sometimes looking into the corners of things that you hadn't quite figured out. Like, I don't know why this bothers me. Dick explains it in this column, talking a lot about Joe Biden, what bothered him about the Hunter Biden issue, and maybe what Joe could have done to make this a little bit less of an issue. I won't try to explain it. You should read it. He's a great columnist, retired journalist. Carol Asher from Sharon. Everybody, of course, is writing about the election, and she's sort of saying, well, it was good to see that Joe Biden didn't have the most money, but still managed to do so well on Super Tuesday. Nice to see the Democrats all pulling together and supporting one candidate when so often it feels like there's a lot of conflict within that party. And then Lisa Wright from my neighbor actually in Lakeville, again, writing about the election and about, you know, it's not just the Russians hacking Facebook. You have to read it and believe it in order for it to be powerful. So she's saying, keep some salt by your computer. Use a grain of it every time you read a story. Read lots of sources and try to be informed, because as Lou Timelot likes to say, in a democracy, you have to pay attention.
All right, and turning back to pages once again, I like this one because it shows that technical glitches happen at all the time. The Journal comes to its readers this week in four-page form owing to the failure of its newsprint stock to arrive. Rather than cancel the edition, we are publishing four pages of purely local matter.
so many different slip-ups.
No, it doesn't matter what the technology is or what the age. When it strikes, it strikes. Okay, the editorial, the challenges of disposing of our trash.
So Janet, as we, I don't know if people know this, Janet writes our editorial, and talking about Mira, which has been the biggest issue of the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we're really reexamining what our mission is as a newspaper, and it's really to get you those essential things that maybe are so boring that you don't want to find them out on your own, but you really need to know. This is going to be a big deal if they double the cost of our trash disposal. And in fact, we're quite lucky in many of our towns, especially Salisbury-Sharon, where our transfer station fees are fairly low, and we have a very deluxe full-service transfer station. But Mira is where we're sending our trash right now. It used to be that we could sell more of our recycling. It's become more complex. People really need to pay attention. We keep running these stories again and again about how to recycle. People really need to read them, because it's very easy for you to contaminate a load of recycling and have it sent back. And then, you know, it washes up on the beaches in Vietnam or someplace because it gets disposed of. So there's a lot of different steps you have to follow as you're looking at how you dispose of your trash. So Janet is reminding us we need to really think more about consuming less and throwing away less.
And, of course, you've got letters to the editors and more this week.
Yeah, Michael Motion, such an interesting guy. I actually watched a video for the first time of him juggling. The guy's amazing. But a deep thinker and talking about compromise and that it's okay for us to change our minds and find a middle ground, which is a beautiful sentiment.
All right. And in the next 2 minutes, let us take a look at Compass.
I am so proud of my daughter, Kate. And this is not why she has an article in here, because she's my daughter. She's really a thinker. And I got to say, this is a great article. If you saw Parasite and you're interested at all in what Bong Joon-ho talked about as the one-inch subtitle gap, there's a lot of interesting foreign film out there. Kate talks about three South Korean directors. I've watched some of these films. Some of them, she'll describe, are very challenging to watch, not because they're boring or obscure, but because they're really intense and beautiful and sometimes scary. So read her review. You can find out about these three directors who you might like as much as you like Parasite. They're very different. They're quite beautiful, the films that they're making. I wrote a preview of Inesa Ramirez, who's coming to the Scoville Library on Saturday. Her book is super fun. She sounds like a really interesting person, and she's kind of like a Simon Winchester type, where she's looking into machines and how they impact our lives. But where Simon is very stately and orderly in the way that he writes, Inesa is fast, and she kind of pachings around, which will make her a really interesting, fun speaker. And, of course, that's a free talk. And, oh, look, Sound of Music, Housatonic Musical Theater Society.
And we should plug also, they're across the line, but Stissing Theater Guild has Peter Pan going on at the same time. Yep. And we would talk Stissing until the end of April.
And as long as we're pitching people's theater, Sherman Playhouse, I'm on my way to meet Catherine Almquist. They're doing three plays by Tennessee Williams, short plays. They look incredible. I've never been to Sherman Playhouse. I'm going this Sunday. And we'll have a preview on it in next week's Compass.
All right. TricorderNews.com on your newsstands and, of course, home delivery, the Lakeville Journal. Cynthia, we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you so much.
That is This Week in the Lakeville Journal here on Robin Hood Radio.